Monday night, end of day two, we're obviously in Weisbord.
Shavuos. So we said, first of all, that not all malachas are mutter on the yom, yeah? Not all malachas are mutter. We said the most of the malachas, like sod, can't trap a bee, can't do that on yom tov. Ma'ama, disha, kaitza, all these malachas are not allowed on yom tov. But malachas like boira, toichen, losh, bishol, sheikha, mavin, etc. We said, yes, it was mutter. Those malachas are mutter on yom tov. Some of them got conditions, but generally speaking, that's what's mutter. Because of this, we said yesterday that a person can't squeeze out a lemon. Someone's got a cut lemon. He can't squeeze a lemon into a tea on Yom Tov. That's not mutter. It's the malach of dosh. You are getting these baby wipes and the wet ones. All these things that a person can't use on Yom Tov. It's the same restriction on Shabbos. Then we said also yesterday that a person can't do malach on Yom Tov for the next day. Because a person's Frank Schnitzel, for example, on the first day Yom Tov, and he's got plenty of spare time now. He's got loads of time. He's got loads of schnitzels to fry. So he says, let's do it all now, for tomorrow as well. That's not allowed. You could only do what you know. The mice, you could do it on Yom Tov night, you could do it for the next day. That's allowed. But for one day Yom Tov, the next day Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do. And obviously for Yom Tov, for weekday, of course you can't do. Obviously, culture. So that is what is allowed to be done, or not allowed to be done. Then we spoke about actually our exceptions to Achona. Even though you can't prepare from one day to the next, let's say someone's got dirty pots in the sink, and if you put water in them, it's going to stick and be very hard to clean. So to prevent something becoming worse, you can do that's not called Achona. Prevent pots becoming very sticky and very hard to clean. Not for weekday, no. No, you want to stop it, yes, for weekday. In weekday, you want to stop it getting worse. So that's allowed to be done. You're allowed to keep something in the same muscle. That's not called achona. Achona is you're doing a positive action to prepare them. But someone's got a dirty pot, it's like a chollen pot, and a bag ripped open, so it's all dirty inside there. And it's very sticky, very hard to clean. So then a person could fill it out with water, that's not a problem. But we said the chayra, what comes out is that chayra is poshut to prepare from one day onto the next also. But then we said the chiddush from the chay Adam yesterday. The chay Adam has got a very big chiddush. The chay Adam says that a sort of hachana, where you're not actually doing anything major, you're just transporting one item in your house to somewhere else, you're not making anything. Moshe, he's talking about on Shmini Atzeres, you want to take out from your sukkah, your chairs and table, because it's too dark there to go in the night on, to go in Leil Simchas Torah, to get your chairs and tables, it'll be a bit hard to do. So you want to go out on Shmini Atzeres to go and get tables and chairs from the sukkah and bring it into your house. You don't need them now. You can even, there's no shayla. The type that says you need it for Simchas Torah night. On that, the Chai Adam said, got a chiddush from the Gemara, and he says, it's based on the apostle, obviously, and that is mutter to do. And we said, what's an example of this? That is, if a person, not a chachid of this, but if a person is stuck on Yom Tov Rishon, he realizes he forgot to take his meat out for the second night of Yom Tov. And he knows if he takes the meat out for the second night after Matzah Yom Tov Rishon, it's going to take 2 hours to defrost. It's going to take a long time to defrost. It takes a long time. So then the Chai Adam says a person may take it out on Yom Tov Rishon. As long as it's cold. Chai Adam adds a few conditions, and the Chai Adam says one of the conditions is it must be moved during the day, and it's not obvious you're doing it for the night time. That means the person watching you, or watching what you're doing, thinks you might be using it today. But if you take it out mamish near Shkia time of the first day, that's no good. It has to be that you could use it today. If you have to carry, you should do it with a shinri, and one can't do it on. Oh, it has to be done the Tzorich Mitzvah. It's only done the Tzorich Mitzvah. We said again yesterday that lechora, this only works for achona. If in your freezer all your stuff is mixed, you've got a problem with boira, that won't help you.
Are ladies allowed to do it?
Ladies also, yeah, boys quite right. Ladies and the men could do it. No chiddush between ladies and the men. Anyone's allowed to do this. If you have to transport something from one place to another, you're allowed to do it. Okay? So I say the good example is the freezer. Much more than this, I can't tell you. That's taking from your garage, something you've got something in your garage, Lamosha, it's very dark in there. And you know that if you have to go a Motsu Yom Tov into your garage, it's very hard to see everything. So it's easier to do it during the daytime. In that case there, if you can't do it at the night time, and you didn't do it before Yom Tov, then a person may do it on the first day Yom Tov, the second day Yom Tov. That's what we're
doing.
Sorry?
What time is the latest, I think, cook a chicken on the first day for second hour.
I don't know how long it takes to cook a chicken, but you have to have enough. What?
Let's say it takes two hours to cook chicken.
So you have to be able to take it out on the first day Yom Tov that you are cooking on the first day Yom Tov. Actually, he's right. You can't cook on the first day Yom Tov for the second day Yom Tov. So the master, you won't have a head for them and the raw chicken. That's what we said yesterday.
Before the meal,
well,
I can do it.
That
can set the meal.
But raw chicken, you can't. You can't. You have to be able to use it now. It has to be raw to use now.
Then what can I put in the oven and have it? I could eat it for the meal.
Well, that's what I mean. You're not actually doing it.
No.
I'm not sure how to master that.
You have a time to do it.
I don't know, I'm not sure. I was talking about a posher case, you're transporting one thing which is edible as it is now. If you want to do a chachma, you could cook it, but I don't know how to make it on that, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, I'm not sure. I don't know. How far you go in this chayodim, I don't know. Right, coming to the shir, so today the shir is about milky foods. Interesting what this makor is, why we have milky foods. So Bishop Brewer brings down a few reasons. Let's go very quickly through some reasons. So, the Meister, the Ramaz reason is really the most basic. The Meister Shavuos, we don't have many things on Shavuos. It's not like Sukkot, you've got the Sukkot, the Lulav, the Pesach, you've got the Matzah. Shavuos, the only thing that was special on Shavuos in the Torah was the Shtei Lechem. So in order to make a remembrance of the Shtei Lechem, the Ramaz says that if you have a milky meal, so if you have a milky meal, generally what happens is, a person has a milky meal, let's say he washes and has a milky meal. Generally the rule is that bread that you use on a milky table shouldn't be used for fleishig. So if you want to have a fleishig meal later, you have to have another second bread. So milky food is a way to make a person have two lechems, two lechomim. It's just a zecher, interesting in my heart of this, it's a zecher to remember the shtei lechem. So you can have any milky food you want at all, it won't make a difference, but the nice of the idea is to make a person have to have two different sorts of bread.
So that applies in my house,
like in the road? Everywhere. All houses. This applies everywhere. So you have to, this is one reason. Another reason the milky foods is, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, is that after the mutton Torah was given, so the mice, they couldn't eat any meat, or they had to shackle the Shabbos, they couldn't do anything, so the only foods they could have was milk. Really, because milky foods they had already in the containers of milky food that you could eat. There's nothing wrong with that. Three Torahs compared to milk. Milk is a major sustenance food. So Torah is very similar to milk. It's a very very comparable food. Also, actually, the Masana Vosh should bring down that cholov doesn't keep in gold and silver kelim. You have to have a simple kelim, a klicheres, to hold cholov. Torah only stays by someone's not a balgai. It has to be a normal, not balgaiving a person in order to make the Torah stand. And then the other reason the Pasuk gives down is also very interesting, is that it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to get the Torah, the Malachim said, sorry, the Torah is staying, well, that's what we're going to be down here. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, whatever it was, said to them, you've got a problem, because you didn't keep the Torah. When you went to our Rav Avinu's house, you had meat and milk. Even though I'm not sure, if you look in the Torah there, it looks like the milk came first, and then the meat. The Maaseh, they were mastered to this time, and they let the Torah go. So in order to remember this, many of the that's why we have milky food on. What do you call it? On Shavuos. Those are the reasons. So some are milky at night time. Some people are not so happy with milky at night time because the Maaseh is a mitzvah sudas Yom Tov to have meat. Again, this is a minig. One can't ask any kashas. This is a minig. Some people have got this minig, so you're not going to change your minig. Someone's got this minig. But I think it often comes forward. It's very late, especially in places like England. It's very, very late. So it's more convenient for some people to have a milky meal rather than a heavy flashy. Okay. Others have it in the daytime. Someone just told me today, actually, very interesting. He has it actually, he washed his father's, mummy's tongue, used to wash twice actually. He used to have a milk, mummy's like the Ramah. He used to wash first of all when he came from Shul, had a milky meal, benched, and then they washed again afterwards for flashy bean. That's mummy's the Ramah's case.
So there's a hat at night, I'll be done in a minute just because it's practical.
That you have to ask the Quran. The Maaseh Sudas Yom Tov is very important. The Maaseh is a practical. What, you mean you don't like to have meat tonight? If someone doesn't enjoy it, it's got a bit of
time.
It's much stronger with a mini. If you haven't got this mini and it disturbs you, if a person can't manage a meaty meal at night, then I can see there's a mock of maybe it's having a milky meal. The idea is meant to be Sudas Yom Tov, meant to enjoy it. If a person can't enjoy it so late at night, then I can understand a courage thing. But.
Fish
is better than water, because we can have milky foods with fish. Yeah, but meat is a mile, meat is Sudas Yom Tov, simple Sudas Yom Tov.
Sorry?
He's asking
you to have no milk, just parrot. fish and soup.
Oh, that's not so good. I mean, Morrissey doesn't get anything then. At least we have a milky meal out of that. You should do something. Yeah. If you have nothing, you have a power of a mist.
Yeah, a fish, coffee, is that the
Come on. That's getting round the system. I'm not so happy with that. I don't know.
Can I
help
you do that?
Like, finish
the washing,
have a soup,
and
then you can have some soup, or do you have to wait for that? No, you can. Well, no, you wait for that moisture on things. When a person does have some, other people have a minig, the moshel, to have in one meal in the daytime. This is very interesting, this minig, actually. What they do is they wash, they make kids obviously, they wash, they start off with some course of milky. I don't know, I've never heard of this before, but you have a milky soup. I mean, I've heard this before. Ever heard of a milky soup?
Yeah.
Apparently you have it. It's a milky soup. Then they want to carry on with egg and whatever, and then chicken. So a few things to be aware of. First of all, do you have to make a brocha achrona in one meal between your milk and meat? That's question number one. So Mishmaru's make it, actually. Mishmaru says in one meal you're allowed to have milk and meat. You don't have to have a break with a brocha achrona. Others are machmir. The Maaseh Mishmaru brings that one can have it in one meal. But, well, I have to change the tablecloth first of all. And the bread one should also take off if you've taken the bread. Then you have to do kinuach and hadocha. What is you have to do? Kinuach is you have to wash your mouth up. But kinuach is that you eat something, the moshul, which takes out bits of milk in your mouth. So you have some cake or something, which, bread, something parable, which doesn't stick. And it cleans out your mouth, that's number one. And then you're supposed to do hadocha. You're meant to rinse your mouth out. So you either do it with water, rinse it, spit out, or you have a drink. You can do that. Many possibly say if you wait an amount of time, an hour or so, between the milky foods and the fleishy foods, then you don't need to do hadocha. According to halacha, it's not mechuyav to wait between milk and meat. This one has hard cheese. But strictly speaking, if you're having milk and then a meat, you're not mechuyav to wait. So the Zohar says, shor chadas, what it means, half an hour, many people have got a minute to wait this amount of time. But these are the halachas that one has to know if one's having it in one meal. If you break off the meal, then it's much better. Let's break off the meal, have a big gap, and then you're much better off. Others have kiddush for cheesecake. They make kiddush and cheesecake. And then they make it a la geffen, a la michel, whatever it is. And then they wash afterwards, they have their bread meal. One has to be careful about this. I've spoken about this a few times. When a person makes kiddush, he always has to have a suda afterwards. He has to have a meal. A meal has to be a mezoinus with a la michel. Or in the morning, you can use wine. You have a shear of wine, you can make your suda of wine. Cheesecake, very often, is a very interesting food. You have not got a kazayas of cake in cheesecake. And therefore you can't be yotze your sudas of kiddush with cheesecake. So one has to be aware of this. Stamazo, what broth would you make on cheesecake? That's very interesting. There's also a very big question here. Cheesecake. One mahalak is like this, that if you bake it together, then generally speaking, the broth is mazonis. If it's baked together. The only exception to this is if the base is just to hold the cheese, which I don't think is very common. I think most times that the base is there for taste as well. So if it's baked together, which many cheesecakes are, baked together, generally speaking, the brocha is mazonis. Provided obviously you've got mazonis in it. So I'm telling you, you can buy in the bakery now a cheesecake with no mazonis in it at all. It's completely cheese. Don't know how to do it, but the whole thing is made of cheese. So if that's true, then that's no shaka, that's no question. But if you've got a mazonis base, or you've got mazonis bits of biscuit inside the cheesecake, and it's there for taste, it's not there just to hold the cheese, and it's baked together, then you make mazonis.
You miss the taste.
Sorry?
I'm saying even if it's a base only for...
The taste?
Only for the base. Then to, I'm sorry, right, even if it's for tasting, the cheese...
That's a good shadow, but that's halacha. Someone has a cholent, for example, yeah? Many possibly hold on cholent. If you've got, let's say, bits of barley inside your cholent, you've got potatoes and meat and all different sorts of things, you make just mazonis. Because once you've got a meal of mazonis, it upgrades the whole food. So who I deal with, if it's baked together, the meat of mazonis upgrades everything and becomes broiling the mazonis. But you can't make broiling the poshers unless you had a kazayik to the achilas prof, which is not very common in cheesecake, I don't think. I mean, it depends what you're having. You have to, what? So you have to say broiling the poshers. You can't say alamichya, but you have to say broiling the poshers. So this is the case. You have, the person makes broiling the mazonis in his cheesecake, And it's after Brochov, he has a kazayas obviously of cheese as well. I mean, after my kazayas coming, less than a kazayas. But if you have a kazayas of cheese with bits of your little mazonas there, which is there for taste, you will make a brew in the foshes rabbis. That's what will happen.
What? It's got the base of mazonas.
That's a very good challenge, my friend. But that's a big question. When you've got ikka and toffle, if you can, a pastist, you should take the ikka to make the broch on.
Yeah, you should really,
you should really do that. I can't remember what happens if you don't. The whole food pastist becomes a mazonas, yeah? It's like a cereal. Why someone has a cereal, he makes mazonas on something, I don't know what it is, a bran thing, or whatever it is, yeah? He decides he's going to have some milk first. The mice, it's not correct. Whether it's not good, I don't know. Because the mice, when you finish your bran things, yeah, and you've got milk at the bottom, just milk at the bottom, and you have that, you don't make shakar of that milk. The mazonius was part of that topple. But here, when you start the broth, it's correct, quite right, to have the mazonius when you start the broth. If a person's got, and someone goes to someone's house, has got a cake with a base on there, it's been baked together, it's got cheese on top, but he doesn't like the base, so he just puts his spoon in, don't make it politeness. Don't do this by me. Don't do this. But if someone does that, yeah, he comes to someone's house, he puts his spoon in, he just scoops off the cheese, then he only makes shakar attack, and he's not having the mazonius.
He does make
only shakar. He'll only make shakar attack, he's not having the mazonius at all, yeah? So that's the thing. If it's not baked together, which many of these cheesecakes are like this, many of them are not baked together, and the mazonius never tastes, it's very possible to make two broths, actually. Pastor for the Mishnah Berurah, mash where you make two broths. You've got, what's it called, these pie crusts, and you've heaped on there loads of cheese. So you make a mazonius on the pie crust, and you'll make, because it's not baked together, the pie crust is baked ready, and then you put the cheese in afterwards. As far as I know. In that case then, many poskim hold you make two separate brochas. Again, it'll depend now on your after brocha if you had a kazayas kereachidus plus to make anamichya. But if you didn't, then you can't make anamichya. You can only make anamichya if you have a kazayas of mazonis. So again, if the cheesecake is baked together and the mazonis is there for taste, then you make mazonis and that's it. Whether you can make alamicha will depend how much mazonis you have. If you have a kazayas of mazonis, you make alamicha for everything. If you don't, but you have a kazayas of cheese together with the mazonis, then you make broin and foshes. If it's not baked together, it's made separately, it's the crust was made first, and then afterwards you put the cheese in, then you pashtus make two separate brochas. That's the halachas of these cheesecakes. So that's more or less it. I'm just wondering, even if they've got the cherries on top of the cheesecake, that's nothing. That's a topple to the cheese. The cherries that a person's got on top of the cheesecake, you've got all the recipes from my house over there. But let's say you've got some cherries on top of your cheesecake, or you've got some strawberry, whatever, you've got some strawberries on top of your cheesecake, that is the topple to the thing. That's no shadow. Then you don't make the broch on that separately. There are only two brochas that we're discussing over here. It's either mazonis on the crust, or shahakar on the cheese. It's very rare to make just shahakar. I'm saying the only case you make a shahakar on a cheesecake, just shahakar on a cheesecake, is obviously when the cheesecake is only made of cheese, it's obviously shahakar, or when the base is made just to hold the cheese itself, which I don't know how common that application is, but if you do, so you've got that, you've got the base is just to hold the cheese by itself, that's what it's for. It's not made for taste, it's not making that for taste, just to hold it, then you make just shahakar by itself. Okay, everybody, sir. Have a good yom.
That's the person speaking. Yeah.